Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Makes a great brown bread. When you think about it, what is the perfect loaf? And that's probably a very personal answer. Is it simple and classic with a crusty top? Is it moist and fluffy on the inside? Does it have seeds on the top or other embellishments? Well, we have Graham Hurtrich, the cupcake bloke, with us. And Tony Kane is here too, president of the Irish Bakery Association and bakery specialist at Odlums, to go through all of this. Tony, you must have been up in the middle of the night to make all this bread that you brought in.
Just half four, Claire. It wasn't too bad, you know.
You've some selection. I mean, you're putting us to shame. What have you got?
Well, just a selection of Irish soda breads, which is so versatile. It's great. So we have the traditional wheat and soda bread. There's a fruit soda bread over here that, you know, but...
That's the little guy.
Yeah. And there's a big one as well.
Big version there as well.
But it just, instead of using the normal dried fruits with, you know, sultanas and whatever, I just changed it a bit with some cranberries and apricots and added some hazelnuts just to make it up a little bit more premium, really, and change it around.
And you've a cheese and, or you've an onion one, is it?
There's an Irish cheddar cheese and chive, which is basically a white soda bread with a good Irish cheddar added to it and some chives to give it the cheese and onion flavour. There's also tomato and fennel with a little bit of red onion into it. So, I mean, it'd be beautiful to say that with an Italian dish of minestrone soup or something like that, you know. So it's just to show how versatile soda bread is.
Yeah, the smell would drive you mad, Graham, wouldn't
it's
it?
It's gorgeous, isn't it? I didn't even bring bread. I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry, we've plenty here now. But when Tony brought it in this morning, it was warm.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Are you a fan of the traditional Irish soda bread?
I don't make any, like, so we sell sourdoughs and soda breads in our shop. I buy in the sourdoughs from another company, from Bretzel Bakery, and I make all of our own soda breads ourselves because I love making soda bread. When you said what makes the perfect soda bread, to me, we all have mentioned here are kind of that home, that memory of mam making or our grannies making soda bread. So I actually think the best ingredient in soda bread is love. Because it's when somebody makes it for you, somebody makes the time to make bread, they're sharing something with you. They want to feed you. It's time goes into it. And I think the best ingredient in soda bread is a little bit of love.
Yeah.
And we all love our mam's one. I agree with you.
And you know, when I said we were going to be talking about this, I was telling you I got a text message from my nephew who said, is Nana coming on to talk through the process of the bread? Because that's, we all want to emulate my mother's brown bread. But we never get the recipe just right because I think people forget what they put into the... You know, they're standing there with their own measurements. They're measuring with their eyes, Tony. You probably find this as well. And it's hard then to tell someone how to make it. I can never make bread like she does. It never works for me.
Well, it's kind of best if you could have a balanced recipe, you know, rather than, you know, I know our grandmothers and mothers used to say a little bit of this and that, but if you could possibly weigh it out, you'll get better results.
Well,
you
what
know.
Does balance mean now
well,
in this
you know,
loaf?
So that you know exactly how much soda is going in, how much buttermilk is going in, and I suppose certainly with the wheat and soda, that the balance of your plain flour against your wholemeal that is right for you. You know, so
what should it be?
Well, most recipes call for 50% of each. You know, the wholemeal flour and the plain flour. But start off maybe with 30% wholemeal and 70% of the plain flour and work your way up to whatever you want, really. You know,
adjust it according to your taste.
And, like, you know, if you were to use all wholemeal, and there is bakers out there producing 100% wholemeal, and I reckon it's the highest fibre bread possibly in the world. It's really good, high in fibre, a source of protein, full of iron and calcium from the buttermilk it's made on. So, you know, your Irish soda bread is a fantastic offering and so economical and cheap to buy to make.
Do you put oil into it?
Traditional soda bread calls for four ingredients: flour, bicarbonate soda, a little bit of salt, and the buttermilk. That's the traditional one.
Yeah.
Now, you can add butter or olive oil or, you know, as we say, seeds and, as I done there, cheese and tomatoes even.
Yeah,
you
Graham
know.
Puts honey into his.
Yeah, honey
I,
as
I
as
added
a sweetener,
a little bit of
yeah.
honey into my plain brown one. And I do add oil as well.
Yeah.
I just find the oil makes it last that little bit
it does.
Longer.
It does. Yeah. And does it give it a bit of a spring?
It can do, yes. It definitely can do. And, well, like, my bread is, I go 400 grams of plain, or of wholemeal flour to 450 grams of the wholemeal.
Yeah. Right.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's not the right balance now.
I know, mine. But see, this is the whole thing. Everybody's recipe is different. And there's, in a way, there's no real wrong recipe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about finding what you like. There is tips, like make sure your bicarbonate soda is really fresh. Mm-hmm. And like, and it's also then buttermilk. Buttermilk, the consistency in buttermilk can change so much. So a lot of it is to do with your eye as well.
Yeah,
is the dough too dry? Is it too wet?
Can I ask you about the buttermilk hack? If you don't have one, you use lemons on fresh
bit
milk.
Of a lemon into fresh milk or even a teaspoon
of Tony's not happy with that.
I know, but it will work. And like the other thing is, like, we're bakers, we want people to bake at home as well. So I would sooner somebody use 400 mils of ordinary milk with either some apple cider vinegar or some lemon juice in there than not bake at all. Do you know what I mean? Or buy your litre of buttermilk and then do something like a buttermilk fried chicken or something like that.
A combination of milk and yogurt, you know.
Yeah, that would work as well.
Is a twist on it as well, you know, a natural yogurt. So you're asking about the rise there. Why? How does it rise and why does it not rise so much? So the buttermilk is the acid part of the recipe, and the bicarbonate of soda is the alkali, and when the two of them combine, they produce a gas, CO2, that rises it
gives you the rise then.
But there's a little one there, Claire, I made for you. It's in a bastable like our grandmothers used to over the open fire.
It's in a cast iron.
It's a cast iron
tin.
Casserole dish, really, you know. But, I mean, the volume you get of baking your soda bread, if you could in one of them, because it gives a great result. As our grandmothers used to know.
And do you bake it with the lid on?
Yeah, bake it with the lid on and take it off for the last 10 minutes to brown the top. But you get extra volume when it's, because your oven and my oven at home is most likely a fan oven, which is not great for soda bread. You want a direct heat, a good heat, you know.
Oh, so put the conventional oven on. Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong then.
I put the
on the occasional
oven
time when it doesn't turn out
but
perfectly
like this
right.
Is what this, most people would hear this now being called like a Dutch oven.
Yeah.
So like an old-fashioned cast iron casserole dish would do exactly the same thing at home, soda will,
So, you know, you have those round loaves there, which are, I would think of them as the traditional loaf.
Yeah.
And then you have ones that you've baked in a loaf tin.
Yeah.
Are there different recipes that you use for the different tins?
Yeah. So if you're forming a soda bread and you're going to, you know, to the traditional format and you're cutting across in it.
Yeah.
To
let the fairies out, isn't that what that's for?
let the fairies out.
And but that takes a certain amount of liquid. It takes 75% liquid buttermilk, you know, but you get a better result if the more liquid you can get into it, up to 90% of your flour weight. But you'd have to bake it into a tin because it would just flow everywhere, you know. So I would try use a tin, get more milk into it as much as you know, like it's like a porridge really, and you get a beautiful soft crumb and a nicer product.
Right.
What you can do there as well is, you know, like an 8-inch round sandwich tin, like for making a one sponge.
Yeah.
Like make your round in that and it'll give that support on the sides to stop it from flowing out too far.
Right.
And exactly. That one there would have been done in it. You can see the edge of the tin there. Yeah.
Right. And do you agree then that it should be very runny, that your milk volume should be very high, Graham?
For your loaves, definitely. Mm. For something like your round or the kernie cake here, the white kernie cake with the fruit in it, you do need it that bit drier.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're putting it into a tin, a 2-pound loaf tin, you do need that to be quite wet. It should be pouring in.
Mm. Now, what about the wrapping it up in a tea towel after it's baked? What's that for?
So that is to give you a softer crust. It creates a little bit of steam within it and it'll stop the crust from going too hard on top and create a little bit of steam so the crust is a little bit softer.
Am I right in saying, though, you shouldn't have used fabric conditioner on your wash.
Yes, definitely. Which you should never do because it stops tea towels from drying in the first place. That's the big thing as well.
Well, the best thing, Claire, to keep it fresh is eat it on the day.
Eat it on the day.
Eat the whole lot of it and then make another one the next day, you know.
Yeah, well, look, we fully intend to eat all of this bread, Tony, that you brought in. Every lick of it, I'd say, will be gone.
With loads of butter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never, never buy bread off a tin baker, you know. Make sure you obviously...
And you know what? It's really important to say as well, it's not complicated to make this. Once you have a handle on it, it'll take about 45 minutes out of your day from start to finish.
And then it is experiment. As Tony said, like fennel and tomato is great, or even a little lemon and dill if you're having it with smoked salmon, things like that. You can play around with the flavours so much. Mm-hmm.
It's well worth it, isn't it?
It is.
It's
well,
lovely
yeah.
to
and
have.
If we could burst that myth, you know, because bread has got bad press over the last few years. It doesn't make you fat. It doesn't. It's, you know, people are always talking about, oh, bread makes you fat. It's the inch of butter on top that makes you fat. It's not the bread, because bread is nutritious. It's good for you. It's high in some of them. In this here is really high in fibre, good source of protein and nutritious.
Yeah, and look, I mean, a little bit of what's it fancy anyway, it's not going to do you any harm, is it?
No.
Thank you so much for coming in. And Tony, thanks for doing all of that bacon. Graham, you brought us a treat as well, didn't you?
Know,
we can't leave you out.
Pumpkin spice McCaddles
there
out
there. There you go. Graham Hurstridge special.
There was just two lads helped me this morning, Davey and Jimmy in the Black Rock Bakery in Super Value let me in to bake them.
Brilliant.
Up,
so Davey and Jimmy, thanks so much. Yes. And don't worry, it will not go to waste. I can guarantee you that. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank
we'll take a break.
Thanks a lot.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.